Central New York's economy continues to lag behind other upstate New York communities, according to an assessment of regional economic trends from last year. Economic forecasters predict continued slow growth, but as WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, business leaders are hoping that a recent state investment into Central New York can turn that around.
M&T Bank regional economist Gary Keith says the economic numbers from last year weren't horrible, but didn't show a lot of growth either.
One of the challenges we have is getting all our oars in the water rowing in the same fashion. And frankly, there were a few that were not pulling their weight. And when you get that, you tend to go in circles rather than straight ahead.
According to Keith, a speaker at this week's Center State CEO Economic Forecast Breakfast, manufacturing and service industries lagged last year. That, along with a declining workforce, created a stagnant economy. And that's been the case in Central New York since its recovery from the recession of 2008. But that's not the case for other upstate regions like Buffalo, which boasts job growth three times that of Syracuse in certain areas. To catch up, Keith and Center State CEO President Rob Simpson believe the answer lies in $500 million from the Upstate Revitalization Initiative that's coming Central New York's way.
Our economy is at a tipping point. We have a chance right now with this investment from the state to do something we have never been able to do before and might never have the chance to do again, which is to radically transform the way our economy is operating. I, for one, think that we collectively as a community need to do everything we can to seize that chance.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.